Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got a lot of returners from last year. 32 total players for the first couple weeks of practice here, which is a lot. You had 11 freshmen coming in, so with the back end there, we had a lot more players than we're used to. But practice has been going really well. A lot of effort, great effort, great energy. Everybody's working hard. Everybody's getting better. So. I'm really encouraged going into the season for sure.
As you said, experience back once again. You finished, I think, what's 10 wins, 10-13 last year. Your kids are thinking, hey, there's no reason why we can't really improve on that record for this year.
That's exactly right. You know, we lost a couple seniors that helped out last year, but really, you know, our main core from not even last season, but the last two seasons, it's finally kind of starting to get older. We got a lot of juniors and seniors playing, returning four of our five starters from last season. And we have some juniors that as sophomores last year weren't quite varsity ready. But this year, you know, I think we're going to have some juniors that are ready to step into varsity minutes too. So I'm really excited about the experience that we have coming back. And I think we can be maybe a deeper team than we have been the past couple of years.
Throw some names out if you could, Coach. Pretty good size, not bad. I don't think it's an overly, you know, giant team, but you've got some pretty good size. We know the athleticism with a lot of these kids and what we've seen with other sports.
Right. Yeah, we do have some size. You know, 3-year starter, Jim Olson, he's 6'4", put on about 20 pounds, 15, 20 pounds of muscle this fall, this offseason. So he looks like a different person. So I think he's ready to have a big year. And we got a senior, Zane Mays. He didn't play a ton last year, but he's going to step in. He's 6'3", 6'4". You know, he'll play a post for us. And then obviously, like you said, with the athleticism, you got Easton Freese there. You know, he's our state track champion. We're going to use him to kind of, you know, use his abilities to better the team. And we've got two veteran, at this point, veteran guards with Tristan Jablonski and Cameron Lemke. They're only juniors, but they've been playing since they were freshmen. So, you know, like I said, a lot of experience, a lot of size. I don't think we have a ton of guys under 6 foot that are going to play. We have a couple guys off the bench. Carson Terryberry, he's 6'6". He'll play a little bit of varsity for us. And then his first cousin, actually, Noah Rao, he's 6'5", a sophomore. That'll play a little bit of varsity, too. So we've got some size to throw at you. We've got some athleticism to throw at you. It should be a fun year for us.
Should be another challenging SPVA conference on the boys' side. Yourself hoping to be in the mix of things. St. Pat's, you got to figure, is going to be there. The Bridgeports, the Perkins Counties, teams like that. It should be a very competitive boys' SPVA this year.
Yes, absolutely it should. You know, St. Pat's, they're going to be the odds-on favorite until you know, somebody proves otherwise. And they're looking to have a pretty good year this year. I know that Coach O'Malley's pretty excited, but you know, the rest of the SPVA too. You know, Hershey always plays hard. Perkins County always plays this tough. Bridgeport, coming from out west, they always kind of give you a different look. But you know, traditionally, some pretty good teams in the SPVA, and that SPVA tournament never disappoints. If you think you know who's going to come out of that or who's going to be in the championship game at the start of the week, by the end of the week, you're usually wrong. There's always upsets and there's always competitive games in that tournament, and I see this year being no exception. It's going to be really competitive and should be really, really fun in the SPVA.
Same type of schedule to kick things off, the Cozad McCook weekend to kick things off here for the start of December.
Right, yep. Cozad, we'll go there a week from Thursday here. We're already almost a week away from it. And, you know, that's where our season ended last year. We played Cozad on their home floor in the first round of sub-districts. And, you know, both teams are going to look a lot different this year. Both teams are probably going to be a little bit better than they were. And, you know, we're looking forward to that first test against Cozad. And then coming home the next night against McCook, you know, they've gotten the better of us the past couple of years. So, you know, usually these first two games are always tough. And I think they're going to be just as tough as they have been this year than they were in the last couple. So we're going to have to play well, but I think that we've got the guys to compete. I think we're ready to play.
And you still have the teams. The other teams are scared. The Sydneys, the Ogallalas, Ray Colorados, and teams. That hasn't changed from last year either, has it?
our December is really tough. Like we said, we got Kozad McCook to start out with, and then we go to Sydney on a Friday, and then turn around and play Ogallala at home on Saturday. You know, those were two state tournament teams last year. And then we've got, you know, Ray and Bridgeport on the right there before Christmas. You know, some really, really good teams. I think last year we were 1-6 going into our holiday tournament. That kind of tells you how tough it is. Again, this year I don't think it's going to be any different. But I do think that we're in a spot that we're going to be able to win. We'll be in a spot where we can win some of those games.
Any holiday tournament? I'm looking at your schedule, Max Preps. Any holiday tournament this year for you?
Yeah, we're going to go to Sydney.
Okay.
It's a 14 tournament this year. I believe it's Chase County, Sydney, Mitchell, and Gordon Rushville. Those are the four teams that played last year, and this should be the second year of the contract. So, yep, we'll go up to Sydney, and you know, that's always a good one for us. Hopefully, we can get two games. It seems like there's always snow in the forecast over New Year's. So, hopefully, we'll be able to play the whole thing.